Hey there, guys. It's Judy calling. I guess you could say this is part two to my vigilance message. Funny, but even as I was recording that message yesterday, I was experiencing some kind of a, I don't know, an infestation of house flies. And that sounds really gross. And I mean, I'm not a disgusting housekeeper, but you know, I mean, if I had piles of garbage in the house, and then you'd expect flies. But in any case, one of the things I really hate is house flies, because I know how messy they are, and I can't stand having them in my house. And after I left the message about vigilance, I found myself just swatting flies, and I think I must have gotten, I don't know, yesterday morning, at least 17 of them, if not more. And I'd whip off my flip-flop and smush them. Typically, they'd hang out in my windows or on the glass pane of my front door. And I was being vigilant. I didn't even realize that I was actually being vigilant about something that at that time. And as I think about it, it's like we do have to be vigilant. We have to be watchful. We have to stand firm and resist the enemy in the places where he would like to afflict us and cause us harm and damage. We have to stand firm. We have to take the authority and whack the enemy with the word of God. And, you know, as I think, even in the Bible, the word Beelzebub means Lord of the Flies. And I'm sure, you know, I don't know that Satan specifically assigned those flies to be here yesterday, but God used those flies to give me an example of what it really means to be vigilant. I had to watch in the familiar places where they'd show up in order to be able to get rid of them. And time after time, and as I said, at least 17 times, I rid myself of those pesky flies. And so today, whatever your little flies might be, may God give you wisdom, may you give the Spirit to be vigilant, to stand your ground. And even sometimes I think we need to be vigilant about our emotions. We can't let those feelings of doubt and fear and anxiety and self-pity and all of those yucky things. We have to be vigilant about our spirits and take those things captive to the Word of God and submit our wills to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from us. So today, may God give you that ability in a practical sense, in an emotional sense, and a spiritual sense to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you know what? He may not devour you, because God has a good plan for you. So that's it for today, or at least for now. Love you guys big time, and I'll be talking to you again soon. Bye-bye now. Be vigilant.